Okay, I'm joined in the studio by Kirsty Wing and Caroline. Thanks so much for joining us in the studio today, guys. Pleasure to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us.
So, Kirsty, I wanted to ask you, when did you first figure out you wanted to be on radio or have a radio show?
I've never been it before, and I'm really happy. Glad I'm doing something new in there.
Yeah, exactly. So, what did you like most about it?
I like radio because I love singing a lot. I've done it in my bedroom a lot.
What do
you in the mirror.
What do you sing?
I sing ever I like in my iPad, like Katy Perry or Celine Dion or this other stuff I remember.
And what did you like about doing the radio show and learning about the radio course?
I like the radio because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good thing for me.
And you got to chat about Kirsty's favourite things, your fashion.
Yeah.
What kind of things did you say about your fashion and your Hollywood red carpet? You were saying that you loved high heels.
Actually, my mum kept telling me that fashion fairy, we always go to shops and buy fashion, like colourful things, like different colours.
To express yourself?
Yeah, express myself.
Yeah, because you've got a very colourful personality. Yeah.
And so what kind of things did you learn at the 8-week course about radio?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did you learn how to write scripts or...
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And we had the drama workshop?
Yeah.
Did you think that was fun?
Yes.
What kind of things did you like about the drama workshop?
I like anything.
Yeah, the acting and the singing.
Yeah.
And the imagining when we...
Yes.
Yeah.
And when you did your radio show, I think it was last week, what kind of things did you have on the radio show?
Well, you spoke about Kirsty's favourite things.
Yes.
And you sang a whole song. And there was a lot about other people's stories and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, but you spoke a lot about fashion and popular fashion and expressing yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know me, I love my big head so much. Yeah, I know.
And so, Caroline, tell us a little bit about the Making Airwaves program and kind of what it's designed to do and what people like Kirsty get out of it.
So the 8-week program is designed to sort of be like an introduction to community radio. We learn the basics, scripting, brainstorming, what makes up a radio show. And the main point of it really is to get people's voices heard, sort of an underrepresented part of the community. People with varying abilities, they get to express themselves in a way that they don't often get to, and they share their opinions, their stories, they do interviews. The show is completely theirs. I'm just there to facilitate it.
Yeah.
So all content is completely made up by the guys in the 8-week program. It's usually six per 8-week program. We have like a drama workshop and all these things that facilitate ideas to come to the surface, really.
And so did you like hearing your own voice on the radio as well, Kirsty?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My whole family supporting me.
Oh, that's great. They were listening in?
Plus, my brother's finally back today.
Oh, great. Did he get to hear it?
Yeah, and including my brother's girlfriend. He's back as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really happy for my brother I loved. He always play with me. He played football with me.
Mm-hmm.
We're always making good fun together, like brother and sister thing.
That's great. And so do you think you might want to do more radio in the future?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. And what about your singing career? More singing as well?
Singing my favourite because I used to sing by myself in my room.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like singing better on the radio with other people listening?
Yes, I love that.
Why did you like it more?
I like it because I'm nervous doing in front of the whole people. I'm not really good with that. But
you did a good
I
job.
Think I get used to that.
You think you could get used to singing in front of people?
Yeah.
I'd like that.
Yeah? So what do you like the Wingap Foundation? What kind of things do they do?
Wingap Foundation, they help people because I'm a leader hand training, but I'm not sure yet if I became a team leader yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for the week to come back to the holidays. Yeah, I can't even wait. I'm here to help people, set up their own workstation.
Why is it important to help people, do you think?
help people is very good thing. Some people can't walk, some people, you know, can't speak themselves, and similar like Fiona and Cesar. And I help them sign language they used to know.
Oh, do you know sign language?
Yeah, I used to do that at high school.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I don't even know how to do sign language.
Well, I learned it pretty well by my teacher.
Well, Kirsty actually had on the radio show, she had a little part with a guy called Scott, and Scott has very minimal verbal ability, and Kirsty was sort of paraphrasing what he was saying through the sign language and letting Scott express himself, because otherwise it would have been quite difficult for you to understand Scott, and you worked amazing with him. You You understand everything Scott says.
Well, you know me. I feel good memory.
Well, you can do sign language, you can sing, you can do radio, you can do everything, Kirsty. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio here at 2SER. We'll see you next time, okay?
You too.